嗨，大家好，欢迎来到
帮大你学中文。My name is Daniel, and I am learning Chinese currently at about HSK 5-ish, and I'm joined today by
Clara. 嗨，大家好，我是 Clara, 我是台湾人。那我在美国住了五年。
And I've been studying Chinese for about 8 years now, and I'm very excited for this topic today, because it's all about shopping.
女生听到应该很开心。
Yeah, when girls hear this, they're going to be very happy. I'm not a girl, but I'm still very happy when it comes to shopping, especially when I'm shopping for, I don't know, like some new clothes. I don't know, whenever you buy something new, there's always that feeling of like maybe a little more confident, a little more happy. There's just that spark of joy that maybe comes along withlike looking your best and feeling your best.
对对，但你在我们开始之前，我有个问题想问你。
Yeah, so what question do you have before we get started?
就是啊，我们今天这一集可以讲多久？因为如果讲到 shopping 的话，我可能要讲2个小时。
Okay, so if we are talking about shopping, we might need 2 hours when it comes to Clara. And yeah, is that average for...
Yeah, that's average.
Average, okay.
Probably average is 5 hours.
Average is 5, okay. Yeah. I was going to say, my average, I'll admit, when I go shopping, I'm a very practical person. I feel like I almost prefer online shopping more. Like if I'm in person, I get really lazy. I don't feel like trying things on. I'll just leave the store and then I'll just order something online. And if it doesn't work out, I'll just return it.I don't know. Is anybody else like this?
我觉得好像男生都是这样。但是你知道吗？我发现在台湾呢，我们购物的时候，我们没有那么多人在网络上买。现在比较多，但是大部分我们还是喜欢逛街。
So there's more people in Taiwan, I guess you're speaking of in this case, that like to go shopping in person rather than online.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think that, you know, I'm from a smaller town in America, so there isn't so many nice shopping places. I bet I would love to go, you know, if I lived in a bigger city, it'd probably be a lot easier to go in-person shopping and have an enjoyable experience. Mm-hmm. But today we're going to figure out...Okay, I am in China. I've teleported to China or Taiwan or a Mandarin-speaking country. You can imagine whichever one you want. And I've teleported in front of a clothing store. And I need to navigate to and buy some clothes. So what are some phrases that would prepare me well for that scenario? You know, what I'm just thinking off the top of my head, if I wanted to...you know, locate a certain item, like a shirt, like where are the shirts or can I try this on? And I'm just kind of thinking through this. So when I go in the store, what's a common thing that somebody might say to me when I'm walking in the store?
其实我发现很大部分在台湾的店员他们不会多说什么，他们会让你自己逛，他们不会像美国人一样 Hi, what can I
really?
help you?
Okay, so they just let you kind of shop and they don't really say anything.
对，但是也是会有我觉得一半一半吧，有一半、okay. 因为那种小店的话他们不会多跟你说，他们会让你自己逛，但是有一些大一点的店，百货公司啊，他们就会说需要帮忙吗？在看什么？
Okay, so some like kind of 50-50 split. Some maybe will let you do your own thing and then some might ask if you need some help. So how did you say that? Do you need any help?
你需要帮忙吗?
你需要帮忙吗? Okay. So, and to answer that, what would I say?
我在找,然后你可以放,你要找 T-shirt, 我在找裤子,我在找。
Okay. Okay, so 我在找。T-shirt, or T-shirt, or 裤子 like pants, or maybe a 帽子 like a hat. Okay. What if, how would you say that? Oh, I'm just looking around.
我逛逛，我就逛逛。
我就逛逛。Okay. What do you say, like, 我就在随便看。
可以，你也可以说我随便看看，但是我觉得随便有一点太随便了。
Okay, because I feel like maybe that's my American...English background kind of making me think like, oh, 我就在随便看看吧。Like, that's how I would think of how to say it, if that makes sense.
对，你说的没有错，只是一般我会听到的是店员怎么说。店员说，那你随便看看，就是他这么说，他是主人，所以是 OK 的。
Okay, so,
这个感觉有点像你去人家家，然后那个家你的朋友说，你就当自己家。他可以这么说，但是如果你说，哎，那我就当自己家咯，我随便做，那感觉怪怪的。
Okay, so it's okay maybe for the person that works there to say that kind of thing, but maybe you shouldn't be the one that says it.
Yeah,
okay, like, I got it. So in what you actually said was, what'd you say? 我就在逛逛.
Oh, 你说我就逛逛, 我就看看,
我就看看. Okay, great. So let's say that maybe I found a shirt or some pants that I wanted to try on. How can I find somebody and ask them if I can try it on?
你可以简单的就看着他, 然后说, 你好, 不好意思.
Okay, so just look at them and say, 你好,
yeah,
不好意思.
Yeah, okay. 然后他们, they know you need help.
Okay, so that's a good way to call for help in the store. Just, 你好, 不好意思.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then how do I ask them, can I try this on?
我可以试一下吗?
Okay, 我可以试一下吗?
嗯,很好.
Okay, I think I've heard the phrase 试穿. Is that a phrase that people use, like 可以试穿的吗?
Oh, 对,就是它其实是试穿, try on. 但是我们一般, 我觉得 native 都会说 我可以试一下吗? 因为你在衣服店就是一定是要穿.
Okay, okay, so it's kind of maybe like more formal or more kind of just slang for you to say, oh, 我可以试一下吗?
我觉得有一个 tips 就是越是 native speaker, 我们越喜欢越短, 越简单越好。
Okay, so if it's the simpler it is, the more native that you'll
yeah,
sound. So,
yeah.
So, okay, so just like, 试一下吗?
可以, yeah, yeah, that's perfect, actually.
Okay.
试一下吗? 他们马上就知道你什么意思了。
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. How do you say dressing room? Would people say, hey, you know, where's the dressing room?
Oh, yeah. 试衣间在哪?
Okay. 试衣间在哪?
对.
Okay. Great. So I found my clothes. I've tried them on. Would they ever ask, like, oh, how did they fit?
他们会说大小可以吗?
大小可以吗? Okay. So this means, like, is the size okay?
Yeah.
How would I say, you know, it's a little small?
有点小。有点小,
okay. Can I ask, is it okay for me to say, like, can you help me find a bigger size?
可以帮我拿大一件的吗? Okay. 大一号的吗?
可以帮我拿大一号的吗? Okay. But is it okay or polite to ask them to help you find something?
Yeah, sure.
Because I feel like in American stores, you could, you know, you're in the dressing room.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely depends on the kind of store that you're in. But some stores, I think it's totally okay for,
yeah,
you know, you're in the dressing room, you're like, hey, you know, or if you have your mom or your yeah, friends with you, you're like, hey, can you give me a bigger size? And they can do that. But a lot of times the employees are happy to do that too. Okay. So great. So we got that. Mm-hmm. We got the bigger size. Maybe we got something that's exactly what we wanted.
What about color?
The color.
有的时候女生对于我来说,
okay,
我们只看到黑色, 那是不够的, 我们要很多别的颜色嘛,
okay,
我们喜欢同一个款式, 那我们就会说, 请问有别的颜色吗?
Okay, so black might not be the only color that they want. They want other colors too. So they might ask, are there any other colors? And you said mm-hmm. that by saying,
请问有别的颜色吗?
Okay, 有别的颜色吗?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 有别的 as an other, and then 颜色 as color. Okay,
mm-hmm.
great. So we've got a size that fits, a color that's great. And maybe they'll say, you know, if you know your colors, I don't know all of the colors, but, you know, 黄色 or 红色, 绿色, all the colors, they might tell you that. And then it's like, oh, okay. How do you tell them, okay, I want to try a blue one.
好,我要蓝色。
Okay, so you could just say 我要, and then the color 蓝色. Okay.
Or 我想试一下蓝色.
Okay, 我想试一下蓝色.
Yeah.
Okay, great. All right. So we got our clothing. How can we ask if there's a discount? Maybe we want to see. Maybe if you buy two shirts, you get one free. Or
mm-hmm.
If there's any specials going on in the store, how do you ask that?
Yeah. 有打折吗?
Okay, I think a lot of people know this one.
Mm.
This one seems like it's pretty popular.
Well, like 便宜一点, this just, bargain.
Yeah, just look at them and say 便宜一点,
mm-hmm.
right? Is that pretty... So in my mind, I feel like this is only okay on some stores. Like
mm-hmm.
I can't walk into Zara and look
yeah,
at somebody in
yeah.
the face and say...
Or McDonald's, no.
Yeah, look, like I just learned Chinese and
yeah.
now I'm like 便宜一点. It's like, you're at McDonald's. Like, yeah, I can't. No. These are the prices, right? So maybe, and I know that there are some streets in like Beijing, for example, mm-hmm. where that is actually part of it. Where
the culture, yeah.
Yeah, where you barter for the prices, yeah. And they'll say like $500. And then you're like $300. And yeah. Then they're like... $400, and then you start walking away, and then they're mm-hmm. like, okay, $50.
Yeah,
and then,
yeah.
And that's kind of how
我觉得丹尼这样好了，我跟你演一下，我们现在演一下，我是那个老板，因为他们就是真的已经准备好，大家都会这么跟他们讨价还价。OK， 那你就演客人，然后我们来对话一下，假装你现在跟我买什么？
Let's see， 买一个帽子吧。
帽子
is it which tone is it?
丹尼，帽子是 cat.
Oh. It's okay. Honestly, I would probably buy a cat if I could.
现在在车子里面听这个广播的人可能想糟糕，我一直都是说帽子 that's a cat. 所以如果你要帽子 that's a hat, right? Yeah.
帽子 okay.
帽子 yeah, fourth tone.
Okay, fourth tone, guys.
对
Tones
不用害羞
are very important.
Very important. 不用害羞如果是 fourth tone, 这是 common problem.
You know, to be honest,、yeah. I would wear a cat as a hat.
Wow, that's cute. That's yeah, very cute.
So it all works out. Cats. Okay, so in this example, we're not going to be buying a cat. Let's buy a 帽子.
帽子.
That's probably more affordable for me anyways. Okay. 请问我想买这个帽子. Not this cat. This hat. Do you understand?
I'm sorry.
I can't stop laughing now.
I know.
The cat, maybe it's, okay, it's a cat hat.
Hey, let's restart it.
Okay.
好，我觉得你应该先说 like, you know, 老板你好。
Okay.
Or, you know,
what if they're not the 老板 though?
Oh, yeah. Let's say another thing. We call them 老板 anyway.
Okay.
Even they are just sales.
Okay.
我们说老板或者是不好意思都可以。
老板你好，我想买这个。这个帽子
对对对好啊你要这个颜色的吗
对其实你们有别的颜色吗 我想蓝色的
蓝色的我们还有红色黄色浅蓝色绿色白色
没有蓝色吗
浅蓝色
好那就行了
好那你要浅蓝色好那一共是500块
500块
嗯
500块
嗯
可以便宜点吗
这已经很便宜了
300块吧
300不行了好啦那我看你是美国人是吗
是的
好那是美国人我给你打折吧你看你中文说这么好我给你450
嗯哇这个帽子是谁的帽子
就是我们是都是做工很好的帽子
哦那我觉得太贵了我先走了
等一下那好了那最后啦
哦
最后一口价350
三百五
嗯
三百五
你到别人家那里拿不到这个价格的
那其实 我还是觉得太贵了那我
好你回来那你要多少你在这个计算机上面你自己按你要多少钱
I'm gonna pause so they always have a calculator
yeah,
by the
yeah,
way
yeah.
they always have a calculator they're like type in
yeah,
just type
yeah,
in what you want and then
yeah.
they'll be like no
yeah, yeah, yeah.
okay so I'm gonna type in
mm-hmm.
200
哎呀你这样子太你这个价钱太低好啦我今天是看跟你有缘我这个价格就只给你你到别人家那边你不要告诉人家我就只卖你这么低好吗今天200块我帮你包起来了好不好好啦包起来了哈
好可以
Yay! This is how that work
Okay, great So I bought、mm-hmm. not a cat but I bought a hat
Yeah, 200
Great
没错
Awesome. Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's wrap this up. I feel like we learned a lot in this mm-hmm. lesson,
yeah.
especially, most importantly, guys, the tone difference between a cat and a hat.
Yeah.
That is very important. Have I been saying this wrong my whole life? I might have been, you know, telling everybody about my new cat instead of my new hat.
我买了一个帽子 No, 帽子
Yeah, I think I actually have been saying it wrong my whole life. It's very important to pay attention to your tones. Okay, so we learned how to, when you get into a store, maybe somebody asks you, do you need any help? And how do you say that?
你需要帮忙吗?
And then to respond to that, we can say, oh, I'm just looking around.
我就看看。
Or maybe you can say, I'm looking for a hat.
我在找帽子。
All right, great. And then once you've found a 帽子that you want, how can you ask where, if you can try it on? Okay, that's not a very good example. Okay, maybe you found like a t-shirt or something you actually would need to ask somebody for.
我可以试一下吗?
Okay, so that's a good way to ask. And how do you ask if there are different colors?
有别的颜色吗?
Okay, great. And then finally, you could ask about a discount. How could you ask about a discount?
有打折吗?
And if I really wanted to ask for you to go a little bit cheaper, what might I say?
可以便宜一点吗?
Great. And then the final thing is just the difference between 帽子and 帽子.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention to those tones. Okay, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of 帮大你学中文. I hope that after listening to this, you are a little bit more familiar and ready to tackle those shopping experiences and you're buying hats instead of cats. And other than that, that's all we got for you today. Thanks for listening.
下次聊。
下次聊。